Comets descend from the sky, each becoming a five-pointed star. As a word hovers over a snow-covered mountain, the white stars form an arch above its peak. Paramount, a Viacom company. A logo, MTV Music Television. In a logo, a cartoonish mouth opens to reveal colorful butterflies and neon lights. They become a rainbow over the word dickhouse.
Warning. The stunts in this movie were performed by professionals, so for your safety and the protection of those around you, do not attempt any of the stunts you're about to see.
A skull and crossbones appear with crutches as the crossbones. Paramount Pictures. A silhouette of a man in military uniform walks up with a large American flag behind him. And MTV present. The man halts and a bright light reveals it is Johnny Knoxville. He salutes. A dickhouse production. He holds his salute but his gaze shifts about. Johnny Knoxville. He wears ornate military rings and grips a swagger stick in his left hand. Prestigious medals shroud his uniform. A white handgun rests in his leather holster. Bam Margera, Preston Lacey, Dave England, Chris Pontius, Wee Man, Aaron McGeehee, Steve O, Ryan Dunn. One of the medals has a photo of Rip Taylor. Johnny lowers his salute.
Be seated.
Knoxville nods at his audience and smirks.
Now I'd like to present to you Jackass 2.5. But before I do, I would like to introduce you to the fine men who risked their lives and livers to make this film possible. By God, they made it their duty.
He stifles a smile.
Soldiers!
He salutes again and the Jackass troop march on stage dressed as soldiers holding rifles. They surround Knoxville and turn their backs to the audience. All of the soldiers wear Speedos tucked into their butts as they point their rifles at the American flag. Knoxville lowers his salute, relaxes his stance, and grins. Chris clenches his bare buttocks and Knoxville notices. His smile turns to a scowl.
About face!
The soldiers turn, holding their rifles across their chests. Steve-O and Bam lock eyes.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass.
He raises his middle finger with a grin.
Eddie!
They bunt each other's privates with their rifles and keel over. A title, Jackass 2.5. Jeff Tremaine sits in an office with a rodeo bull and a penis sculpture on his desk.
When we went out to shoot Jackass number 2, we actually shot two movies worth of a movie.
In front of the Hollywood Hills, Chris holds a guitar.
I don't know how we ended up with so much footage. I think,
He furrows his brow.
We didn't really, want to stop filming. It's just funner than, normal life.
This is pure black house paint.
By a lake, Jeff holds a paint can next to a shirtless Preston.
It's not really house paint, it's interior.
That'll be all right.
Jeff paints Preston black.
Water-based, of course.
Just paint the fat bastard up and let's get this over with.
The second thing we shot for Jackass number 2 was a bit called Beauty and the Beast. And it's an idea Preston wrote where we dress him up as a gorilla and Wee Man up as the damsel in distress. And we stand him up on top of a building, or in our case, a porta potty, and fly airplanes at him and crash him into him. And, he's the big King Kong.
In a truck.
And after hiding my extreme fear of heights for 6 years, I got busted. What's the technical word for that fear of heights?
Fatty fall down a phobia?
In the woods, a man flies a remote-controlled airplane.
Oh, shit!
The plane soars through the air, and the Jackass troop watches.
Oh, here it comes! Come on, Kong! Oh, my God!
The plane swoops over Preston, who stands on a porta-potty painted like King Kong.
Oh, Kong! Come on, Kong! He's coming in fast this time!
Preston trembles and waves his hands. Wee Man, dressed as a damsel, stands below the porta-potty.
Oh, my God!
Preston swipes at the plane as it flies by and it nosedives, nearly hitting Wee Man. The troop hobbles about, holding their chests and lurching over. Preston dry heaves on top of the porta potty. He continues trembling.
Oh shit!
Hey, Preston, sit down!
He wobbles in place.
Sit down! Preston, get down!
He starts beating his chest like King Kong as Wee Man stands at the base of the porta potty. Knoxville mimics Preston by waving his hands, trembling, then beating his chest. Bam joins in, faking a seizure.
I thought he was crying at one point!
How you doing?
The troop mills about.
We're getting gold,
Preston,
man.
Shivers on his tower.
He's gonna shit himself.
Hey, Gay Ray can't rescue you! Get back up there, Wee Man!
In Preston's truck.
I was up there having literally the worst day of my damn life. All I could see was all the boys, all my friends down there, just pointing and laughing at me.
Grab the prop.
In the woods, Steve-O covers his face in amusement.
It's the kind of shit that you feel like a bad person for.
Preston feebly reaches for the plane as it flies into him. He falls off the porta potty next to Wee Man.
Oh, no, dude. That was not good.
The troop watches in awe. Dave and Ryan furrow their brows.
You good? I can't believe he's all right.
Dude, he missed the mattress.
Preston lies face first on a dirt hill as crew members pull him up by his feet. They lose their grip and Preston tumbles further down the hill. The cameraman helps Preston. Now Preston sits in a studio backlot wearing a dress shirt.
It was the hardest day of any day I've had in Jackass in 8 years. And I honestly didn't think I'd be able to finish the movie after that. It was that bad.
Words appear one day and four Xanax later. Preston as King Kong is back on the porta potty with Wee Man as a damsel beside him.
Hello, I'm Preston Lacey!
Not Wee Man!
This is Beauty and the Beast!
Save me, King Gorilla, save me!
Preston beats his chest.
I wonder how you explain the difference in Preston's chest.
That's insane.
The guys operate the airplanes as Preston throws bananas.
Save your woman!
Save your career!
Preston swipes at the planes as Wee Man hides behind him. The planes swirl around King Kong and the damsel. Preston knocks one of the planes out of the sky and lifts his arms in triumph. Preston beats his chest as Wee Man clasps his hands together. The planes continue to fly around Preston. He takes another plane down, but nearly loses balance as debris falls to the ground. The crew laughs raucously as Preston expands his arms again. A single plane whizzes by and clips Preston's head as Wee Man cowers. Preston throws his hands up in opposition, and another plane flies up from behind him and crashes into his head. Preston loses his balance and falls off the porta potty. He tumbles violently down the hill and stops face first in the dirt. Now Steve-O lounges in a room.
Just goes to show that when the chips are down and life looks like it really sucks, Xanax.
Phil, April, and Brandon stand in a kitchen.
I'm Phil Margera, and I'm hungry for some goddamn meatballs.
Bam pulls back a meatball-loaded slingshot. Phil's mouth is wide open as the meatball hits his eye in slow motion.
Yeah, it got me like a punch.
You're gonna have a black eye?
I think
God.
So.
I hope so.
Man! Yeah. How was those meatballs, Phil?
They were delish.
His face is covered in marinara.
You did a good job.
April kisses Phil. Dave sits before the Paramount Water Tower.
I wrote the skit Dizzy Boxing. And when I wrote that we would be suspended from ropes that would be twisted, you know, around and around and around so much that when you let go, that just spins you like crazy to where you're just a human blur. And then you'd box. So you'd be, I mean, crazy dizzy. And then, so, you know, we end up at some hotel room and office chairs to be spun around in.
In a hotel room.
I'm Dave England with Aaron McGee, and this is Dizzy Boxing.
Dave and Aaron kneel on office chairs dressed like boxers. Two crew members spin them around.
Oh, yeah, spin that bitch.
Sitting nearby, the troop watches. Preston waddles back and forth, watching intently like a referee. Aaron stumbles off his chair, then Dave rushes toward him. They exchange haphazard blows as they try not to fall. They swing wildly at each other with some shots connecting and some completely missing. Preston moves in to break up the fight. Dave and Aaron go to their respective corners. Chris coaches Dave, whose cheeks bulge from a mouth guard.
I want you to kill him. Not just beat him up. I want you to make him dead.
He's gonna go down.
I've been saving it for this round.
Aaron looks at the camera.
This is gonna be the one.
Round two.
Preston holds up two fingers. Jeff uses a hammer and frying pan as the bell. The crew members spin Dave and Aaron faster than before. The crew abruptly stops the chairs and Dave falls over but quickly gets up.
Let's get it on!
The fighters square up. Dave throws an uppercut that completely misses. They flail erratically until Aaron lands a jab. Dave collapses. Aaron charges Dave as he regains his footing. They square up again and continue throwing punches. Dave swings at Aaron, leaving himself exposed, and Aaron pummels the back of Dave's head. Aaron drips with water as his mouth hangs open.
Look, he's all amped up.
Yeah, he went around, he's stoked.
He's got the taste for blood. He wants to kill. Yeah.
Round three.
The crew spins Dave and Aaron once more.
All right, Dave, you're kicking his ass.
Money, Glenn.
Straight to the DVD.
The cast watches smugly from the sidelines.
Let's get it on!
The fighters get up from the spinning chairs as they're pulled out from under them. Dave chases after Aaron and punches his back in his head. Aaron returns several blows to Dave's face and one more that sends Dave falling to the ground. Aaron stands over Dave, but Preston quickly interferes. Dave writhes on the floor. Aaron throws a flurry of punches into the air. Dave looks exhausted as he waves his gloved hand and forfeit. Aaron walks up extending his glove.
9, 10, we have a winner!
Preston holds Aaron's arm up in victory.
We win, Aaron McGee Hee! Dizzy Boxing Champion!
Preston points at Dave on the floor.
There's the loser.
Now on a beach, Bam sits between Chris and Steve-O holding a phone.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Uh-oh, hi.
I'm at the beach.
That doesn't sound, well, normally I'd say yay, but that doesn't sound too good.
I'm going to film a skit. It's called the butt bead ass kite.
What?
I'm going to fly a kite out of my ass.
You need to explain this to me. How do you fly a kite out of your butt?
You put anal beads up there.
They huddle together with big smiles.
Ew. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to help out.
Ew.
The beads are going to be totally lubed up, April. It's cool. We're going to spit on them.
We're going to spit on them.
Abe, what do you think?
How are you not going to get arrested doing this?
We have permits.
Yeah.
Where did you get a permit for that?
Paramount.
We can't get a permit for something stupid like an addition, and you're getting a permit for that?
So do you approve of this skit?
No.
Well, I'm doing it anyway.
He hangs up. Later, the troop sits near beach umbrellas. Wee Man holds a kite and Bam stands front and center.
It's a beautiful day at the beach, and I feel like flying a kite out of my ass.
Words appear, butt beat ass kite.
I just lost a shitload of fans, but I gained 4 in Key West.
Bam dives onto all fours in the sand. Wee Man stoops over to hand him the swinging anal beads.
Oh, man.
Bam wipes his hands.
Sand in the Vaseline.
Bam takes the beads and spits on them.
There you go. Ape is gonna hate this one.
He tries to insert them.
Get it in there, buddy.
John Chris.
What's going on back there?
Fuck it, Chris.
Chris, check.
Chris inspects Bam's rear.
All right, I'll tell you the ball count. Hold on, I'll tell you guys the ball count. Take the ball count and just agree that it's good.
3 balls.
I want to go.
One more, Bam. One more.
Chris inserts the last bead.
Oh, I don't need any help. Push it in.
Bam kneels in the sand with his pants down as the troop watches him.
Fuck it in.
All right.
Chris bends Bam over to observe.
I'm impressed.
All right. Fly the fucking kite. A little more. Fly the kite.
Wee Man points at Bam's rear in mockery.
Fly the kite. You ready? Fly the kite. Here goes the kite.
The kite takes off and the taut string pops 2 beads out from Bam's butt cheeks. The kite sails above them gracefully as Bam hunches over in pain. The troop watches as Chris looms over Bam. Bam rocks in agony and the beads abruptly pop out, sending the kite speeding off in a strong wind current. Bam sprawls in the sand and holds his gut, laughing along.
I didn't pull it out, that was Mother Nature.
The beads slither across the sand as they get carried away.
I saw a pink sock.
Let's see if there's shit on them.
Steve-O grabs hold of the anal beads and gives them a whiff.
Steve-O, is there shit on it?
Yeah.
They high-five. Now Bam sits in front of Paramount.
All the other stuff, like, you know, getting dicks branded on your ass is funny. You know, even the golden dildo up the ass, that's hilarious, but like, anal beads going out of your ass from a kite on the beach, there's just something a little too shady about that. I was under the influence of alcoholic beverages, and I thought it was a good idea at the time. Miller High Life.
Inside a stadium, Wee Man dresses like a matador.
Hola, amigos. Me amo Wee Man, y yo soy el matador. Okay.
Y muerte.
Chris and company smile impishly in the dugout. A small bull comes charging out of the gate towards Wee Man, who narrowly dodges. The bull comes around again and charges for the red cloth that Wee Man is waving. The bull comes charging one more time, this time knocking Wee Man into the dirt. 2 rodeo clowns come to his aid. The bull digs its hooves into the dirt and charges at Wee Man, who evades with finesse. The troop throws roses at Wee Man from the bleachers. Wee Man picks up a rose and puts it between his teeth. He waves the red cloth tauntingly. The bull comes charging again, knocking the red cloth out of Wee Man's grasp.
Oh shit, now your cape's gone!
Without his cloth, Wee Man dances as the bull runs toward him. He narrowly dodges, but the bull circles around and headbutts him to the ground. The bull continues to ram Wee Man. The cast watches in shock, and the rodeo clowns help Wee Man up, with the rose still in his mouth. The bull and Wee Man stare each other down. Wee Man taunts the bull by dragging his feet in the sand. Finally, the bull charges at Wee Man, who runs away. The bull rams Wee Man and pins him against a metal gate. Wee Man struggles to get away as the bull relentlessly rams into his backside. Wee Man clamors for the fence and finally grabs hold and climbs up with a broken rose still in his mouth.
Fuck that!
In Phil's garage, Bam and friends hold bazookas.
We're at Ape and Phil's house, and I'm gonna surprise him with this big honking bazooka.
They rush the dining room.
Ape!
Hey.
Hit the deck!
Why? What?
Hit the fucking deck!
What is that?
April, Margera, and Phil take cover as bottle rockets whiz through the kitchen, scattering debris. A rocket on the floor fires off. April peeks over a counter.
What is that?
Check my heart rate's
on like
190 over 110 or something.
Phil checks his pulse as April inspects the carpet.
Bam!
Why?
Look at the carpet.
The carpet's all melted.
Deco shot that one.
Yeah, that was Deco's because
you're not.
Didn't have...
You're kind of like not hearing what I'm saying. I'm saying the carpet's melted.
Yeah, but that wasn't me. That was Deco.
I fired a bazooka. He
fired
the rocket.
I don't care who it was. The carpet's melted. Who's firing this in the house?
But that was Deco because he fired the rocket. That's a rocket. He did a bazooka.
Yelling at me is pointless.
Yeah, it is because he.
You know what?
He did the carpet.
It's unfair to yell at me because
I
said
it out. Here, there's your rocket bag. I put it out. I'm here to help.
I'm so tired of burn up carpet.
It's not my fault, Abe. We were jamming music so much we just wanted to rock it.
On a grass field, Wee Man stands by a porta potty.
I dare you to fucking pick that shit up.
Wearing his King Kong makeup, Preston jogs over to the porta potty, stopping a few feet away. He waits a moment, then charges and rams the side of the porta potty. The porta potty falls over and septic fluid gushes out of the top vent. Preston stands by amused, then tries to open the door. The porta potty jostles about.
Unlock it! Unlock it, I'll let you out. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry, I love you, bro. Just unlock it, I'll get you out of there. Come on, Bam, unlock it.
Drenched, Bam emerges from the porta potty.
I so didn't start.
I'm so sorry, buddy, I didn't mean to do it.
Preston holds the door open as Bam looks inside to witness the mess.
Dude, you just stirred up so much shit in there.
Oh, God.
In Jeff's office.
When we're shooting, everyone's getting fucked with all the time, including myself.
On set, Knoxville sneaks behind Jeff and zaps him with a taser. Oh. Jeff stumbles forward. Knoxville sits on a golf cart.
And it got a little much where Tremaine couldn't even shoot anything on the set because I could not stop.
On set, Knoxville urinates on Jeff's leg.
Dude, sorry. Sorry. Jeff.
Knoxville turns away.
It was so uncomfortable that I had to stand with my back to something so I could just see anything coming at me. Yeah, it's tough some days, man.
On set with Knoxville.
This is a crab on a C-clamp. These C-clamps don't feel good, especially on your ass.
He opens and closes the clamp.
Or the back of the arm. Oh, my God. It's going to feel really bad on the back of the arm.
He pinches the clip on Aaron's arm.
Ah, fuck! Oh, damn, shit!
Aaron removes the clip and waves at someone.
It's all right. I'd love to get crabs from Knoxville.
Aaron pinches the crab clip on Ryan's armpit.
Oh, bitch!
Ryan sneaks up behind Wee Man, who wears a tutu. Ryan clips Wee Man's tricep.
Ah!
Wee Man struggles to get the crab clip off his arm.
Fuck!
Don't get me with that thing. I fucking got it enough.
Bam sneaks up behind Preston and clips the crab to his back. Preston reaches for the clip with a pained expression.
I'm done. I am fucking done. I'm fucking done.
Preston struggles to try and remove the clip.
Fucking done.
Here. Come here, I'll get it.
Preston finally removes it.
Rape face!
He broods while he stomps toward Bam.
Oh my God.
Bam runs away. Preston turns back.
I'm done with that.
In a living room, 3-6 Mafia.
So that's what I said, man. They play too many practical jokes, man. You can't get no rest around these guys, man.
Don't fall asleep.
Rest. Now, hell no, you better not fall asleep around jackass.
One of the artists sleeps in a banquet hall. Preston bangs two trash lids together. Preston smiles mischievously as the artist awakens. He knots his brow, shaking his head slightly. He adjusts his cap, then goes back to sleep. A man walks by with a broad grin.
The best part was when we spray him with the water guns in the cooler.
The two artists grin as they lounge on the sofa.
Yeah, that was my best part, too.
When we filled the water guns up with pee and we sprayed everybody.
In the woods, Wee Man urinates.
I'm pissing into this water gun, and I'm going to jump in the cooler and surprise the bros.
Wee Man finishes urinating, screws the chamber onto the water gun, and goes for the cooler. He opens the lid and lowers himself inside. The floor of the cooler is cut out, with a hole dug beneath it for him to stand in. With a mischievous smile, Wee Man reaches up and closes the lid over himself. Later, the hip-hop artist approaches the cooler.
Where's the beer sit?
I think it's one of those.
Rock and roll. I don't drink Miller, but I'm going to have to make an exception.
Wee Man pops out and sprays the man, who runs away. Later, another crew member, Loomis Fall, approaches the cooler.
Get you a drink, man. Join the party.
Captain Morgan on the house.
Wee Man jumps out and sprays Loomis in the face. Loomis walks away with his fists up.
That dude tastes like Captain Morgan.
He shakes it off, and Steve-O runs up behind him.
It tastes like piss.
Ryan walks up to the cooler. Wee Man pops out to spray him, and Ryan runs away.
Drink up, buddy!
Ryan suddenly runs back and nabs the squirt gun from Wee Man. Ryan sprays Wee Man, who struggles to shield himself. Ryan holds Wee Man's head down and continues spraying him, then eases up and walks away. Wee Man catches up to Ryan and grabs his arm.
Oh, man.
Ryan walks back to the cooler.
Is this piss?
Oh, it is piss.
Wee Man tries to take the gun back. Bam sits in front of Paramount.
What about when the raft went off in your Lambo?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Knoxville gets into a car with the raft.
A raft that instantly inflates to, like, 10 by 7 or some shit in a Lamborghini where the window is this wide as it is.
The raft rapidly inflates as Knoxville struggles to free himself. Grinning, Bam runs toward the car.
I could just see the whole thing. The window was cracking. The sunroof was popping out. Yeah, I was just like, this sucks so bad.
I think your windshield's messed up.
The corner of the windshield is cracked.
Yeah, that was... Should have thought that one through a little bit better, dudes.
Knoxville, Bam, and Ryan walk up to a driving range. Words appear, human golf tee.
I played, like, maybe 2 weeks ago.
You honestly play?
Really?
Yeah. All right. What do you think?
Other golfers practice nearby.
I bang one out of your ass. I think we can do it. We try it out of your ass.
Awesome.
Let's get it. Put it in his ass.
You guys are pricks.
Ryan drops his pants and lays prostrate.
Pull up your cardigan.
Knoxville tees up the golf ball on Ryan's underwear between his butt cheeks.
Let's see this kick-ass form that you're talking about.
Knoxville winds up his golf club and swings. Ryan holds his rear and arches his back. Some golfers look concerned. Others are laughing.
You did good. Oh, asshole. You didn't even try, man. You
suck. No,
it was good.
Show the camera your hole in the butt.
Show the hole in the butt.
Well, thank you, sir.
Ryan stands and shows his rear with a hole in his underwear. Bam shoves the handle of his club into Ryan's butt crack. Ryan chases Bam and shoves him. A professional golfer practices a swing and Knoxville approaches.
Hey, sir, would you mind... driving a golf ball off my friend's crotch.
The pro looks up.
Can you hit one out of his pee-pee?
Yeah, I'll try.
Bam lays down in front of the golfer.
Boy, this is golfing.
Yeah.
Ryan tees up a ball on Bam's crotch. Bam furrows his brow.
Oh, man. Try to get your face out of the way. Just take a deep breath. Easy up, bub. All right?
Oh, my God.
All right, sir. Do your worst. Best. Sorry.
Knoxville and Ryan step back as the golfer readies his swing. Bam flinches as the ball flies off the tee. Bystanders react with shock.
He hit it after
that
it fell
was, off. Dude, I saw the ball like an inch away from my face. Yeah, I don't know how he hit it when it was falling.
In a replay, the golfer strikes the ball as it flies off the tee.
That was kick ass.
Later, Wee Man and Chris carry lawn chairs down the driving range in their underwear.
Please hit the idiots. Pass it on.
Hit the idiots.
Please
pass
hit
it
the
on.
Idiots.
Wee Man and Chris sit down.
You're gonna get hit, midget.
There went one.
Golfers stand in a line. Knoxville tees off first. A fellow golfer readies his club and tees off.
Hit him!
Oh, look at Wee Man.
Wee Man does jumping jacks.
What jerks.
Other golfers join in swinging.
Oh, wow.
A golf ball nails Wee Man in the crotch. The golfer smiles at his accomplishment.
You got it right in the
dick. Good? That's great.
On a back lot, Knoxville sits on a golf cart.
So one of the things that led to the making of number two is when I went to Russia with the Wild Boys, and Tremaine saw that I was pretty excited to shoot. And the first thing I shot in Russia was when we went to St. Petersburg, and there's some Russian sex museum / prostate exam clinic.
Knoxville and friends enter a building.
Oh, great. That sounds great. Let's go shoot it tomorrow. Great. And, but then when we got there, they told me what they wanted me to do.
Holy.
In the clinic, a doctor and nurse show Knoxville to a gynecology exam chair.
You're just going
to
go face first.
Knoxville hesitantly goes for the chair.
Put off your trousers.
Put my trousers?
Yes. And we shall absorb you.
Knoxville removes his pants.
Come here and put on your knees.
Okay. Do I need to lose the boxers?
Sometime later. Now you are.
He climbs onto the chair on all fours.
Knees here.
Okay.
Knees here. And elbows here. And also, you have to put off your trousers.
He pulls down his boxers.
Just enough.
Just enough.
These nurses may do the massage of prostate.
A smiling doctor reveals his lubricated gloved finger.
Wait a second. Why is he doing it? It is
a special doctor procedure. The doctor can do the massage of prostate, not nurse, but doctor.
No. You guys just did the fucking Texas switch. You told me the nurse was going to
rectal examination.
I don't care about a massage from the doc.
The doctor holds his finger up, still smiling.
It must be done by doctor.
Yeah. There's no calming down.
No, there is.
Bare-bottomed, Knoxville squirms.
Whoa, that's too far.
The doctor grins with his finger plunged into Knoxville's anus.
He's gonna stop. He's gonna hurt.
Does it feel good?
No, it doesn't feel good.
It's a massage.
Knoxville flounders as the doctor probes his finger.
Don't make eye contact.
Just relax and try to enjoy it.
Relax. Try to enjoy. Yes. That will do. That's all.
The doctor removes his finger.
Oh, God. He put two digits in you.
He steps toward the trash can.
Come on. That's all good.
You are the champion. You are.
Boy, did I get rooked into this one?
Chris raises his fist with excitement, and Knoxville sits in the chair facing the doctor.
I'm having a great time here,
man. Am I okay?
Okay, все нормально. Единственное, немножко там свободно. It's okay, there is no big problem, but some little loose in your prostate.
Knoxville lowers his head.
He's loose.
On the back lot.
After I was anally probed by a device and a full-grown man.
He looks off screen.
Hello, ma'am. There was an idea for me to go donate sperm so they could, assess my virility.
So, in this room, you are to masturbate and to collect your sperm for analysis. Please follow the nurse.
Knoxville follows the nurse.
How many times have you joked around about going to a clinic together?
The troop tries to follow.
You guys aren't coming in. You guys are out. That's a very small cup.
Чуть-чуть, достаточно.
Yeah, but okay, I'll try to hit it.
Knoxville awkwardly holds a small cup and water bottle. The smiling nurse leaves the room, closing the door.
And so I went in a room and tried to, give them the sperm they wanted. But it's tough when you got four of your friends outside the door listening to you try to give sperm. It really blows your concentration.
They huddle outside the door.
Quick!
The doctors and nurse laugh along.
Juggle the nuggets.
I can't even get a fucking hard on. And for those of you who don't know, you can produce sperm with a softie. Just, huh? You gotta pull quick.
He covers his face with his hands. In the clinic, Knoxville emerges from the room with the cup.
So, you did it.
It took forever. I don't know if you want to, I kind of missed a little. Who wants to, who's this?
Steve-O reaches for the cup and grimaces. Knoxville flings the cup at the cameraman.
No, come on.
The cameraman charges at Knoxville, who runs back into the private room.
Look here, look at it, look at it.
The crew steps back from the cameraman, who has a large stain on his shirt.
It was water.
Funny joke.
In front of the Hollywood Hills.
It's about Rick Cossack. It's called Ricky Did the Boogie Woogie.
Chris holds a guitar.
We met Ricky Wicky in the spring of 69. He loved to dance the boogie woogie, any boogie woogie fine. Now it's 1987, he's a little bit older. He's traded his Camaro for a crimson Dodge Camaro.
In a parking lot, a chubby man does a silly dance and shakes his rear.
He boogie woogie all night. Boogie up.
In a car, Dave drives as Aaron rides in the back.
We went to do this thing where Steve-O's gonna get
a condom bit out of his ass.
Steve-O inflates a condom.
His butt cheeks by a rattlesnake. A crazy one, too. Like, thing was gnarly and mad and mean.
These are the fangs of the Eastern Diamondback rattlesnake. This is what injects the venom into you.
There goes a little more.
The snake handler wrangles the snake as venom drips from his fangs.
Ready, Steve-O?
In a jungle, Steve-O congregates with the Wild Boys crew.
Don't fuck with the Eastern Diamondback rattlesnake without wearing a condom. I'm Steve-O, and this is the Rattlesnake Salad Toss.
The rattlesnake coils in the grass nearby. Steve-O has his pants down and the inflated condom protruding from his buttocks. His assistants guide him backwards toward the snake. The condom bumbles about as the snake slithers up.
Keep your ass back, ass back.
Oh!
Back up.
Why am I backing up to a rattlesnake?
Steve-O tenses up while bending over.
This is an experiment.
So important to get a rattlesnake and bite something out of my butt.
All right, but you have to put the condom towards the snake.
An assistant baits the snake with a stick. The snake jumps up towards Steve-O.
That was nice.
The ballooned condom sways as the snake creeps closer. The assistant lures the snake with the stick. The snake strikes and pops the condom, sending Steve-O running away. Now Jeff sits in a chair on a sidewalk.
So after Jackass the movie, we started making a show called Wild Boys with Chris and Steve-O. We shot some of the most amazing stuff we've ever made. And so one of the ideas with number two was to recreate some of the best things we shot for Wild Boys. Unfortunately, it didn't always work out.
Now in a swamp.
I'm Chris Pontius, and my day is about to take a turn for the worse. Here's why.
Chris, a snapping turtle's about to bite your nose.
An assistant holds a snapping turtle up to Chris's nose. The turtle bites down.
Oh, Jesus!
Well, that fucking sucks.
Steve-O hops up and down.
Oh, my God! You got it so good!
Chris squeezes blood from his nose.
Like Rudolph the Red Nose.
Reindeer!
An older man, T-Niggs, jumps with excitement.
That's so beautiful!
T-Niggs, that snapping turtle tore him up, huh?
Oh, yeah, guess what? If I was going to do the snapping turtle thing, I wouldn't do it on my nose. Where would you do it? On your pecker? Absolutely.
Chris sits in front of the Hollywood Hills.
So what became of that? Did we even air that on the movie? Are we putting that in 2.5?
Yeah. Jesus.
Smiling, Chris scoffs. In Jeff's office.
All right.
One of the most successful places we ever went with Wild Boys was India.
Jeff wanted to go back to India because, I don't know, that's where he found his spirit animal or something.
Jeff rides through traffic in a rickshaw.
India was awesome. It is a beautiful country filled with rich culture and a wonderful heritage.
Indian locals stand near a palatial building.
No, I hated it, and I'm pretty sure I'm the fattest person ever in the history of India.
Preston and Wee Man pose with Indian little people.
The production company got about 20 other little people together.
Hello.
They probably didn't know what they were going to be doing.
The Indian little people are in their underwear.
Next thing you know, they're all getting painted blue and wearing orange wigs.
Wee Man rides a skateboard and the others
and
follow.
It was great. I've never been with that many little people filming one big thing at once, and it was awesome.
In Jeff's office.
We shot with the man with the longest fingernails in the world, and he's been growing these things for like, I don't know, 50 years. And he carries them around. He puts like a bag over him that almost looks like he's got a rifle in his hand. And so he agreed to shoot with us, but he didn't really know what Jackass was, and we didn't really know what to do with him.
The man with the long nails awkwardly holds a beer.
It's a Miller time.
He pours the beer down his 5-foot winding nails. It trickles into Steve-O's mouth, who lies below. Steve-O contorts in a fetal position.
Coming right off those fingers.
Spirit continues trickling down the knobby, warped fingernails.
He probably hasn't wearing those things at 50 years old.
Steve-O kicks and gurgles. He rolls over, gripping his chest and vomits. Women in traditional Indian dress gag and turn away.
Steve-O, I told you no. It offends the lady.
A lady in a green dress hurries away. Over his puddle of vomit, Steve-O bows to the long-nailed man and walks away.
Thank you, Sridhar.
Well, thank you, Sridhar.
In Jeff's office.
So we're in India, and I decide, all right, well, let's sort of combine all the Indian stereotypes into one bit. So we're like, all right, let's get a bed of nails, and let's get some snake charmers, and oh, shit, let's get an elephant. Put the elephant in the background. And so one by one, I'm going through each cast member. I'm like, hey, Steve-O, you want to lay on the bed of nails?
Oh, no, dude. I did that for Wild Boys. I don't want to do that.
Basically, it gets down to Aaron. Aaron's always the last guy. And this one gets down to Aaron. And he says no. And I'm like, Aaron, please, you're the last guy I can ask. Just come over here and look at it.
Go ahead and stick it up your ass. See, look at this.
a rusty nail in India and he wants me to lay on that shit. No.
Why don't you sit on it and show
me
I sat on it.
And Tripp sits on it and he fucking gets punctured through with a rusty nail through his fucking hand. Tetanus here in India. Are you kidding me? Fuck off. Crazy, dude. I ain't doing that shit. Bullshit.
Aaron in a turban and loincloth stands by a bed of nails.
I'm Danger Aaron. This is the bed of nails. With snakes.
He walks up to the bed of nails.
You got it,
Chris
Dan.
And Steve-O sit with snake charmers.
Don't even worry about the cobras, man. Chris has your back.
Aaron carefully steps up onto the nail bed.
I do?
Yeah.
He lowers his bottom slowly onto it.
You got it.
His hands fumble around the nails.
Nice and even.
It feels like it's gonna go right up my head.
And as push back.
His hands are bleeding.
It's a bed, Danger. You're supposed to lay on it. Okay.
Yeah, put your weight on your legs.
On your legs. And then this one.
Oh! Hold on!
The more you spread your weight out, the less it's gonna hurt.
Yeah. That's what you gotta
do. Put your leg down.
Oh, hold on!
What don't you understand about put your leg down?
I'm on a bed of fucking nails, man.
Chris rolls his eyes.
Fuck!
Aaron grimaces as he lies all the way back.
Put those motherfuckers on!
The snake charmers place two baskets with cobras, one on Aaron's chest and the other between his legs.
Oh, God.
The cobras rise up from their baskets swaying.
Oh, fuck that!
A cobra bites Aaron's thigh. Wee Man Chris and Steve-O dance as the snake charmers continue to play.
On my chest! And I'm on nails right now! I'm not happy!
The trio bobs to the beat of the music.
Ow, this fucking hurts!
Aaron looks up at the snake on his chest.
Oh.
The cobra lunges toward the camera.
Shit, get me off of here. Get me off of here. I'm serious.
Aaron remains as stiff as possible.
I don't care about you right now.
Please. Jeff, get me the fuck off of this bed of fucking nails right now. Take the snakes off.
Aaron's face twitches in fear.
I'm so over this right now, please. This is not fun. Seriously, I need to stop. Now, please.
Chris stands up while Steve-O claps.
Fuck.
The troupe helps Aaron up from the bed of nails.
One more song?
Wait, no.
Oh. You got it, dude.
Aaron struggles to sit up.
All right, and a round of applause.
Wait. And it still needs help.
Aaron clenches his teeth as he tries to hold himself up.
You do need help.
You're gonna have to pull me up now. You're gonna seriously don't drop me anything.
No.
Oh, look at that.
Holy moly.
Puncture wounds cover Aaron's back.
Safety first.
Aaron gives a thumbs up and Chris shakes his head.
Jesus, I thought we were gonna finally get rid of him.
The snake charmers laugh and applaud along with the troop. A nearby elephant flaps its ears. Now in Jeff's office.
The ultimate failed bit that we shot for number two was this bit that we shot for Wild Boys where we got this gold from this tribe called the Aghoris.
The Aghoris are like this religious sect in India that believe they can reach enlightenment.
An Aghori hands a bowl to Steve-O.
Throwing themselves into like all things that are...
Steve-O drinks from it and gags.
Bad, basically.
They eat fucking human flesh. They steal dead bodies out of graves and eat them. They want to antique you with fucking cremated human ash.
They really are a handful. Like, they'll try to bite you and suck your blood and throw their pee on you.
The Aghori tries to bite Steve-O's arm.
Nobody went into it with a good attitude. Actually, nobody even went into it except for me and Pontius and Dave England. We saw these fucked up dudes on TV and we decided we had to meet them again.
Chris, Dave, and Steve-O stand in front of a campfire where the Aghori tribe sits.
So next thing I know, I'm in a Wild Boy sandwich. I'm just like, I like fucking had this dumbass shirt. I look like a fucking tourist and I got flip-flops on and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? All these fucking creepy, shitty, like spastic, like skinny Aghoris.
A lanky Aghori convulses next to Steve-O, who claps along. The Aghori gestures wildly at Steve-O.
La, 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 la.
Shouting, Steve-O faces the Aghori, startling him.
They're out of control when we filmed with them on Wild Boys, but they obviously knew it was a movie this time around. Like they're really trying to step it up.
The troupe sits on a couch as Steve-O lies on the floor.
Why, they're sand cards.
An Aghori kneels in the sand with bloody thighs.
One of the guys takes out a knife and he just starts slicing up his leg. And I was like, wow, that's cool.
Chris furrows his brow.
Well, it's not really cool. And then he comes over to us with all the blood and like, God, yeah, we were like, fuck this.
Watch it, Dave. Watch it.
And Agouri approaches Dave with the bloody knife. Dave stands to defend himself as the Agouri raises the blade. Chris intervenes.
I have agoraphobia and I can't handle this. Dude. Okay, what do you got? All right, bleed. He's got blood on his thumb.
The Agouri holds Dave by his shirt and points the knife. Chris pushes them apart.
Yeah, we're back. Everything's cool.
Everyone relaxes around the fire and an Agouri tries to hug Steve-O.
Be fucking careful, man. Go drink that blood or some shit. Yo. I'm telling you, I'm gonna fucking.
Steve-O backs up and the Agouri dances in place.
Dave England's freaked out, and we all were, you know, we're like, it was just a complete disaster.
And then the next thing they know, you know, which I think is kind of weak, you know, one of the Agouris just pees in a cup. Yeah. Then he starts drinking it, and we're like, dude, drinking piss. That fucking. Put it in a snow cone, then maybe we'll talk.
Knoxville walks up to the fire.
Welcome to the DVD extra section of Jackass number 2.
In Jeff's office.
Yeah, so the Agouris didn't work, and I decided at that point, all right, we're not shooting any more Wild Boys bits for Jackass.
Daniel Alvarez, a weapons expert, holds a grenade launcher.
What's happening here today, Daniel?
Well, we're going to take this 40-millimeter grenade launcher and put this specialty impact munition called a REACT impact. REACT stands for Radiated Energy Air Cushion Trajectile.
It looks like Bam's dick. Wait. Pull it out.
Knoxville holds the bullet-shaped ammunition up to Bam's crotch.
It's the same thing.
How would you know?
Look. Bam holds his penis up to the ammunition. They are very similar in scale.
Screw you guys.
Bam can have that one. I've got a new one.
Bam puts the ammunition in his pocket.
So we're going to shoot this at about 60 feet, and it should make a pretty nice impact.
Who are you going to shoot?
You.
You're going to get shot with Bam's dick in the ass.
Assume the position.
Let's go.
Preston walks towards a playground rocking horse.
Are you ready for the first laugh when this happens?
He drops his pants and exposes his bare behind. Daniel takes aim with a grenade launcher. After getting shot in the rear, Preston's mouth gapes in silent agony. He flails around and doubles over.
Where'd he hit him?
Preston retches in pain.
Where'd he hit me?
Bam and Ryan walk up behind him.
Let's see. I'm not fucking with you.
We're not touching.
Oh, where? Right there.
Right underneath.
Yeah,
right.
A large welt lingers on Preston's right buttock.
How did Bam's dick feel in your ass?
Oh, fuck. I ain't into that backdoor shenanigans.
The bullet hits Preston's butt in slow motion, causing ripples.
Where did it hit you?
Right there.
Oh, my.
Preston lifts up his butt cheek to reveal a large bloody welt beginning to form.
Oh, my God.
Holy
God. Ow. Oh, God.
3 hours later, Preston's welt is now an enormous dark bruise.
Oh, my God, it's right next to your beanbag. Oh my God.
Did you have your beanbag out when he shot?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's insane.
Bam paces outside an alligator pit.
How you doing today?
I'm not stoked on the whole situation.
Why?
Alligators piss me off and then there's fucking barbed wire above it. That sucks. Then we're going in this tiny little hole with pigs that are gonna shit and piss. That sucks. Then we go through that, which is gonna get hit by paintballs by professional paintballers. That sucks. Then we have to drink a spittoon.
Men spit into cups.
And, like, I already have a barfing problem, and then I'm gonna do that again for sure, because that's disgusting.
The group stands on a ramp with skateboards.
This is the Cajun obstacle course.
On your mark, set, get, go!
The group wears jailbird uniforms as they skate down a half pipe into a pool of mud. They start running, and alligators crawl toward them. They crawl through mud under barbed wire and past alligators that snap at them. One alligator bites down on Knoxville's arm and he wiggles free. The others frantically crawl through the mud. Wee Man hobbles through the marsh. Two large fans power on and crew members throw dead fish into them as the troop comes running by. They all get pummeled by fish carcasses as their uniforms flap in the intense wind. They all hustle through a narrow chain-linked passageway that is brimming with agitated pigs. Preston dresses as a farmer, smiling with admiration at the obstacle. They crawl out of the chain-link hallway and are immediately blasted with paintballs. They run along a slick, tarp-covered path, and Bam falls over. They struggle through the onslaught of projectiles as they hurry to safety. Wee Man attempts a desperate baseball slide and keeps on running. The shooters laugh, holding up their paintball guns. The spittoon team tops off their cups with viscous saliva. The group comes running up to the tables where the spittoons are prepared. They rapidly chug the spit cups. They all hunch over, dry heaving. Bam vomits.
I didn't even touch it, I'm sick.
Dave also vomits.
Fuck it, I lose, man. We're drinking first.
Bam did.
And the winner is Bam.
Loomis raises Bam's arm in victory. They fall over on the spit-covered table. Bam lies in the muck with a dazed look.
Oh my God.
The side of Wee Man's body is covered in welts.
Just get fucking naked, Wee Man.
Today is the worst day of my life.
Dave squats over the table and pulls his pants down. He squirts diarrhea on it. They walk away from the table, which is covered in mud, saliva, and feces.
I always thought my whole life that most people could shit on command. I didn't think that was a real, you know, some kind of quality that only certain people had. I just thought, you know, it's hard to pee on command people. But for me, like, I just whip my pants down and take a shit pretty much any old time.
In a locker room, Jeff plugs his nose as Dave squats over a dollhouse bathroom. He defecates on it.
I've made many people puke from shitting, and I'm proud, and I consider myself a professional shitter, which I think there's very few of. I'm sure there's some others out there, but can you name one? Probably not.
In a parking lot, a makeup artist, Sarah DeSarego, works on Spike Jonze's old lady costume.
Are you really giving me a peace, Dane?
A little bit. Jeff wanted one.
Oh, that is sad. I have no
The artist dabs yet. His panties with a sponge.
So you, in number two, were a little old lady.
Old man Knoxville stares at the old lady.
I think I felt vulnerable as an old lady.
The old man gropes her saggy breast.
Like people looking at my breasts felt vulnerable.
She slaps his face.
I felt like my bones were more brittle. Something could happen to me bad.
In Hollywood.
Hi. Have we met before?
A family approaches the old lady on the Walk of Fame.
You like sex?
Hell no!
One of the men runs away. She watches the group leave. Now Knoxville sits in a parking lot.
I love shooting old man. You have to get up super early and you get like 3 hours of makeup, but it's so fun because I can go out in the street and prank people like I did when the show began and no one recognizes me.
He circles a hand around his face.
No one recognizes this. It's a blessing and a burden.
On a sidewalk.
Hi, my name is Irving Zisman. This is my good friend Clyde Singleton. And today we're going to take a test drive.
The test drive. At a car dealership, the old man holds a cane and approaches a salesman. The salesman walks up.
How are you, son?
Are you here to see Daniel?
Yes, sir.
I'm Daniel.
Nice. Oh, hi, Daniel. Sorry. How are you, son?
No, fine, thank you.
They shake hands and go to a white car.
Oh, she's a pretty one. Can I take it for a spin?
Of course, of course.
They both get in.
There you are.
Oh, thank
the
you.
Salesman hands him the keys and old man Knoxville starts the car.
Starts right up. Where are you from?
I'm born and raised in Los Angeles.
Their car slowly pulls away from the lot.
It's a lovely city.
It is.
Dressed as a homeless man, Clyde pushes a shopping cart in front of the car. The car keeps rolling, scrapes against a fence, then hits a fence post. Clyde peers into the passenger window.
Just stop the car, sir.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
I'm sorry.
All right. Are you serious?
They get out of the car.
You just smashed my car.
I'm sorry, he's an old man.
What am I supposed to do?
Score one for Dixie.
Huh? You just let Bob Barker hit my car. What are you doing?
It's not me, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't.
The salesman talks to Clyde.
I'm shocked.
Oh, my God.
What did you say, boy?
Look at this. You let this dude drive? Come on, dude. You let him drive.
Old man Knoxville hobbles away.
Can I get some reparation cans?
I had no control. You saw what happened after me. Uh-huh. I'm really sorry.
I got chili on my
In a parking lot.
This one bit we shot, the construction site, I wrote it. I wanted to do the deconstruction. You know, I go to construction site, and whatever they were working on, I would fuck it up. They're hanging drywall. I knock it down.
Old man Knoxville topples a drywall panel.
Shit.
Construction workers walk over to him as he struggles to pick up the piece.
If they're laying out floors, I bust the floor.
Where'd you get this shit from?
He drops a floor tile and it shatters.
Oh, fuck.
He sweeps up the broken pieces with his foot.
And we had a really good spot.
Oh,
and I walk in and everyone's on their lunch break. So no one's wanting to deal with an old man, so I really have to work to get their attention.
Near a construction worker, old man Knoxville urinates on a wall. The construction worker points at him. Knoxville waves his hands dismissively. Now on a back lot.
So you really peed?
Oh, yeah, I peed a lot. Well, I mean, they were on lunch. I had to do something. I couldn't pull a Dave England because I don't have that gift.
Knoxville zips his pants and a foreman approaches him from behind.
Hey, sir, excuse me. You can do that in here. There's a bedroom down there.
Oh, thank you, son. I'm done now.
Yeah, we're going to go outside. We're going to go outside.
We are outside.
We're going to go outside. Sorry, we're going to go outside.
Construction workers gently push him out.
I'm coming.
Come on.
Whoa, whoa.
He stumbles down a step, but a worker catches him.
Let's go outside. Come on, let's go.
Hey, let go of me.
The two workers hold him firmly as he staggers about, kicking his feet.
Oh. Whoa, God damn it. You don't got to manhandle me.
Knoxville goes limp, and the two workers carry him up a stairway.
Oh, I bet you fellas like this, huh?
We don't want you to get hurt.
Somebody's gonna get hurt. It ain't gonna be me. You keep manhandling me like this.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
One worker drags him to the curb as his shoes come off.
Oh, my back. Oh, now, big man. Big man.
They lay him against a pole.
Punks.
One of the workers stoops down and reaches into his shirt.
What is this?
It's a body camera hidden under his shirt. Oh. The construction workers peer into the lens.
Oh,
why do you have a camera on you?
Oh, fuck.
In a car with Jeffrey Ross.
The impression I got from watching the whole crew work today was that you guys had never shot before.
We had Jeffrey Ross with us, who is a comedian who loves to just tear people apart. So it was a great idea to put him right behind me in the van.
Tremaine loves him. He's first of all, he has a cell phone in one hand, an earpiece, a walkie, and he's driving. And he's directing.
The old woman dances in the sunroof. Her breasts hang out from her robe.
Wait, Mike!
Yeah, what am I gonna do, dude?
You gotta miss.
You shoot a movie like a pickup basketball game. Who's around? Let's see who's around. Maybe we'll get some good shit. It's like watching a bunch of retards play poker in the dark.
Old man Knoxville falls asleep standing up and knocks over a patio umbrella.
At the end, we got the footage we needed. I mean, there was really no rhyme or reason.
Yeah, you can cut that together into a DVD extra.
Now in a field, Bam is covered with bubble wrap. He urinates.
Are you really peeing? Oh my God.
Is it working? Am I hitting anything?
Dimitri catches Bam's urine in a cup.
Oh my God!
Oh, it hurts. I'm just gonna save it.
Dimitri splashes the urine in Bam's face.
Oh my God!
You fucking asshole!
April tries to dry Bam's face with a glove, but he uses her scarf.
Oh my God, scarf!
Ew, my piss reeks!
Ew, God.
The troop sits on a row of mini motorcycles.
We're here with BMX legend Matt Hoffman, and this is Mini Motorcycle Man!
The troop rides off into a parking lot wearing brightly colored helmets. They all whiz by a supermarket storefront. They make a beeline for the grocery store and ride inside through a crowd of shoppers. One man covers his nose with his shirt. They weave through the aisles, dragging grocery items along. A security guard slowly jogs after them. The troop attempts a uniform turn, but one crashes into a corner pallet. One rider takes a sharp turn down an aisle, showing his butt crack. Another glides by, hanging off his bike. Bam speeds down an aisle and smashes into a rack of canned beverages. Another rider turns sharply, evading the spill, and continues down another aisle. He crashes into a shopper. Spectators watch in awe as the mayhem continues. Three riders drift on a turn and approach a barrier of produce boxes. One jumps the blockade successfully as the other jumps into cardboard boxes and falls over. The fallen racer quickly gets up and rides on. In a messy aisle, Dave and Aaron smash into each other on their bikes. Lying on the floor, Aaron tongues his fractured tooth.
Sorry, bro. I didn't see you there. I was headed over to produce.
Dave, you knocked out my tooth again.
Now Weeman drives a car.
We keep trying to get a good bit with me dressed as a baby, and it's not happening. I don't know what it is.
We filmed this atrocity where we thought it'd be funny if Weeman was born. So we covered him with tomato sauce and dressed him up as a baby.
In a diaper and bonnet, Wee Man lies on the floor of a shower room and gets lathered in sauce. Knoxville stands in the corner dressed as a surgeon.
We had the lady that made me disappear. We tried to have her sit on me and then have her giving birth to a Wee Man.
Full speed, once it's done.
Okay.
An extremely large woman sits on Wee Man, covering his whole body.
I can't breathe. Help her. Help her. Get her up. My fucking ankle.
The crew pulls her off and Wee Man escapes.
No, dude, I can't do this, dude.
Oh.
And it was bad. It was horrible. And it didn't happen.
Knoxville lowers his head.
I'm ashamed. I'm just ashamed.
Number two, we were obsessed with doing a thing called the poof where you could see a fart. And by doing, you had to put like powder up the ass to fart and see it. But no one could fart when they were supposed to.
In a bedroom.
I am Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Wee Man.
and this is the poof.
Wee Man dresses like a baby and bends over Knoxville's knee. Knoxville holds a container of baby powder.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
You're old. Yeah, oh, there. You're old.
Baby needs a little powder.
Knoxville unstraps Wee Man's diaper and pulls it down.
Oh, baby needs a lot of powder. It's really wet back there. Okay, this is completely between bros. This is for the bit. Totally I just gotta spread them a little.
Knoxville powders Wee Man's butt.
Okay,
wait. Let it die down. Not yet. No, let it die down.
He fans the air with his hand.
Okay.
I'm like shit. Wait.
Knoxville adds more powder.
I'm like shit, hold on.
Wait. I should get enough in there.
Okay, here we go.
Wee Man's butt cheeks clench.
I'm afraid I might shit, seriously.
Oh, goddamn. No, that's not the goal.
Feces seeps out of Wee Man's butt.
Did baby make a boom boom? Did baby, you little bastard.
Knoxville pushes Wee Man off his lap. The whole production crew is wearing diapers.
I told you.
Baby doesn't need to make a boom boom. Now, who wants to change baby's diaper?
Wee Man bends over, revealing a powdered hunk of feces dangling from his buttocks.
I told you I had to poop.
So we really couldn't get anyone to fart on command. We kept trying until finally Knoxville came up with the idea to force some air up one of the cast members' asses.
Poor Mike Judge. I call him and ask him, will he be in the movie? And he's like, sure. So we'll come by my house tomorrow. We're shooting a few things. And boy, did he walk in at the wrong time.
He makes some, like King of the Hill, maybe Beavis and Butthead, and he got pulled into it. I don't know what his role in it was. Just being there, you're guilty by association.
Mike sits on a sofa.
You know, once you're there, I guess you don't wanna be a party pooper. So I ended up pumping fireplace bellows up a man's butt.
He scratches his head.
I was thinking, like, you know, this is usually the kind of thing you have to do to get into show business or at the beginning of your career. And I mean, I've accomplished all this stuff and there I am.
Mike shakes his head.
I just got to be more careful, I guess.
He stands with the troupe in a living room.
We're with Mike Judge and it's time for the butt bellows.
Mike shakes his head.
No one wants to do this at all. So we're going to draw reeds of grass to see who has to get it. Up there, bum.
All right.
Okay.
I'm after Knox.
Okay. Right. I'm after Pontius then.
Everyone takes a piece of grass from Mike.
You guys, make it good for camera.
Yes.
Let's see who's got the smallest.
They hold their pieces up.
Preston!
You ready?
Yeah.
Everyone, okay, let's do it.
Preston gets on all fours and drops his pants.
Oh my gosh. Do it slow.
Wee Man inserts the bellows up Preston's rectum.
Okay. He hasn't put it in yet, Preston.
I'm just going to spread your butt cheeks, okay? Wee Man's got to find the hole.
Chris spreads Preston's butt cheeks apart, and Wee Man inserts the bellows.
Is that it?
Knoxville powders Preston's anus.
I guess I have to look, though.
Mike looks away as he pumps the bellows into Preston's rectum.
Do you feel like you have to fart?
Yeah. Well, I'll try to fart.
Okay, wait.
Preston strains.
Do you have to, Preston?
No,
keep on pumping.
He bows his head.
Go back in.
Knoxville grabs a straw.
Who's going to blow a straw up some of their bro's butts? Well, Steve-O's probably done that before.
Ow! Easy does it.
Chris inserts the straw up Preston's anus.
Not to the left! To the fucking left!
Camera left, you dipshit!
That is the left.
That's right!
That's his left.
Yeah, but the straw's bending
into the right. Oh, I'm sorry. Does it have to go in a little bit more?
A little bit more.
Right, I'm going to stick it straight in.
Jesus.
You got to relax.
I can't.
I've never had this much trouble forcing someone to someone's
ass. I'm going to get blood.
I'm going to blow that straw.
Blow. Fill him up.
Steve-O blows through the straw.
I can't really blow, dude.
He tries again as Preston looks back in desperation. Steve-O keeps puffing through the straw into Preston's anus.
Oh my god.
A puff of baby powder shoots from Preston's anus and Steve-O leaps away. Preston remains on all fours with a triumphant smile. The fart dust poofs out in slow motion. Steve-O suddenly runs for the balcony, vomit spraying from his mouth. He vomits into the courtyard.
Preston, way to go! Yeah.
wanted to work with Mike Judge my whole life, ever since I've been in this business. But I never thought it would be in the capacity of him running air up my ass.
Once more, the group stands before the large American flag in military uniform, holding their rifles. Knoxville stands front and center.
Now, there's one thing most of you men will be able to say when you get back home, and you may thank God for it. 30 years from now, when you're sitting around your fireside with your grandson on your knee, and he says, Grandpa, what did you do in the great Jackass number two? Well, you won't have to say I ate shit down in Louisiana, because that's Dave England. All right, you sons of bitches. Now you know how I feel. What do you say we hit the showers?
A rainbow flag drops down and disco lights take the stage. Everyone breaks into a sensual dance sequence and rips off their clothing. Pink and purple balloons fall from the ceiling. Directed by Jeff Tremaine. Produced by Jeff Tremaine. Spike Jones, Johnny Knoxville. Executive producers, Derek Freda, Trip Taylor. Executive producers, David Gale, Van Toffler. Co-producers, Sean Cliver, Dimitri Ilyashkovich, Bam Margera. Director of photography, Dimitri Ilyashkovich. Edited by Seth Kazriel. Edited by Matthew Probst, Scott Simmons. A title, Jackass 2.5. The cameraman retches over the trash can of poop. As credits roll, a troop member in a hazmat suit carries several bags of dead chickens. In their boxing gear, Dave and Aaron get spun rapidly on office chairs and they simultaneously fall over.
And the spaghetti sauce, I mean, the whole deal.
In the kitchen, Bam slingshots a meatball at Jeff's head. Preston rides up to Wee Man on a mini motorcycle, but Wee Man dodges and Preston falls over. Steve-O, Bam, and Chris run away from a bathtub as Dave covers his crotch. Nuggets of feces float in the water as Dave gets out of the tub. At the rodeo, Wee Man rides a donkey foal. The foal throws him off its back. A troop member is pushed in a shopping cart toward a ledge and is sent tumbling down a hill. Another one jumps up and holds his arms out like an umpire. Steve-O walks up to a cooler. Wee Man pops out and sprays him with the urine-filled squirt gun. Wearing an army helmet, Bam walks into traffic, nude from the waist down. After getting off the bed of nails, Aaron's hand trembles as he drinks from a water bottle. The driving range, Knoxville kicks Wee Man in the crotch. Steve-O wipes his bare bottom on a field of grass. Preston smiles as he gets painted with King Kong makeup. Old Man Knoxville walks out of a building holding two cymbals. Bam sits next to Wee Man's cooler holding a drink.
I have to give an apology to Jeff Tremaine, the director of the movie, because I'm a total piece of work once again. And I still have a half a bottle.
You don't have to say sorry now, buddy.
Wee Man sprays him with the urine squirt gun.
At this point, I don't even care.
Chris with his guitar.
When the day is done, when the sun goes down, when the children fry, when the mothers frown, when the blood is spilled, when the knives are drawn, when the blood is spilled, and your body shakes, and your bones will chill, you see a ghost. Ooh, my God, I've seen a ghost. Ooh. Yeah. It's for the kids.
What song do you have down?
No sweat, it's just a ghost.
Chris smiles broadly and cocks his head. Fade to black.
Reminder, the stunts in this movie were performed by professionals, so for your safety and the protection of those around you, do not attempt any of the stunts you have just seen.
Trademarked by MTV Networks, a division of Viacom International, Inc. Copyright 2007 by Paramount Pictures and MTV Networks, a division of Viacom International, Inc. All rights reserved. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Dick House Productions, MTV Music Television. In a cloudy sky, a snowy mountain peak is encircled by white stars. A logo, Paramount, a Viacom company.